book or what?
Well, I'll have 50 people like your husband around the state, and I'll find out the different expressions for these different things in different parts of the state. And then it'll be a funny book. It'll just be 50 columns with each of these different terms side by side. Mm-hmm. Of course, they won't be side by side because the page will be too short.
Well, will it be for sale?
Well, it will, but I'll write it in shorthand, a phonetic script. In other words, the way it's pronounced. So it won't make much sense except to people who are familiar with the phonetic script.
Oh.
And I imagine it'll run to about, probably 200 copies. It won't be many. Mm-hmm. And I think probably it'll be, I would guess about $20 a copy. So it'll be, mostly for libraries.
Oh.
It may have a wider sale than 200 copies. But that's what I'm looking for now. The people who want it badly, but there aren't many people who are actually in need of something like this.
Well, how many men have you talked to already?
32, I think. 30 or 32.
You don't expect to get through this year, or you have to go teaching. You don't expect to get through.
Yeah, I'll get through.
Will you?
Well, I'll either get through or get almost through, so I can finish up this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll work out the fringes of the state so that anything that's left I can reach from Stillwater in a day. In other words, go down in the morning, talk during the day, maybe talk at night, and then go home. Mm-hmm. And that way I can do this thing in the weekends and get it done.
Well, do you teach at Stillwater?
Yes, at the university there. And let's see, school starts the 10th or the 12th?
September.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall just exactly which. Mm-hmm. Do you have these little lizards around here with big horns on their heads?
Yes.
Ugly little creatures?
Yes. Some people call them anteaters. They live mostly on red ants, I've been told.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We call them the horned frog.
Mm-hmm. I saw one of those in my backyard. First one I've seen up there. Showed him to my girls and they were scared to death.
He's flat with four legs and a little long tail,
yeah.
Round tail. Little horn up here.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good sized little eyes. I've seen kids play with them until they kill them.
I'll string around their neck.
Around their neck and seen kids even try to fasten that string on that horn.
Mm.
But it tapers, it's hard to stay there, keep there.
Well, I picked this one up sideways. The first one I ever had hurt me. But he got throwing that head around and he jammed those horns in me a few times.
Yeah, and you turned him loose?
No, I hung on to him and put him in a box.
Oh.
But he didn't want me to take him anyplace. But I've never had any of them poke me before. But those horns were pretty sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've caught a lot of them.
Oh, I used to think nothing about them.
I neither. Oh, when I was a kid, though.
They're harmless.
We used to say those that were orange on the bottom were poisonous.
Well,
if they were white on the bottom, they were all right.
Yeah.
You know? All the same, but to us, we had a distinction. Down around the creeks, you have these big old animals that croak at night, puff up their throat. And croak. Maybe
like
go out.
A frog?
Yeah, the big fellas.
Big bullfrogs, we call them.
Yeah. You ever catch those?
I haven't, but they're here. We have them bullfrog